Hello everyone, I'm ready for my trip to Southeast Asia where everybody wears hats and clothes like...
No, they don't. They wear Western business attire and blue jeans and t-shirts. And they drink Coca-Cola and smoke Marlboro cigarettes. But hey, if our national leaders can promulgate stereotypes about foreigners, then why can't I? Right. Anyway, it's week number 12, and oh my goodness, the semester is slipping away between our fingers. So don't give up, never give up. Bonds. Yeah, I know, not too exciting. But this week, you need to look at valuations and pricing and yields, chapter 10. And, interesting, it should look somewhat familiar. It's the discounted cash flow model. Hey, maybe bonds aren't really that boring after all. Yes, they are. Also, take a quick look at chapter 18, what I call chapter 18, hybrid security. Small part of the investment universe. Real, just go through it very quickly, and you'll notice that the three questions that are going to be on exam number 4 are on the website. Okay, they're in there. They're right by the announcement. So check that out. Speaking of exam number 4, next week, yikes, and yet another exam because the semester is getting almost over. Yes, bonds and bond valuations, the taxable equivalent yields. Make sure you do that chapter 10 worksheets over and over and over again. And we're going to review again, yet again, never enough, constant perpetual growth model. Discounted cash flow model. You cannot leave business 123 without being able to know how to do these. So check out especially worksheet number three, which will hint, look very much like the calculations on the exam. So remember, submit late assignments, take a look at how well we're doing with our semester length portfolio, and don't give up, never give up, and let's go to Southeast Asia and wear jeans and t-shirts. See ya!